This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Senior U.S. and Israeli officials landed in the United Arab Emirates Monday on a historic trip to finalize a pact marking open relations between Israel and the Gulf state. And they told Palestinians it was now time for them to negotiate peace. The delegation included White House advisor and U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. With reporters, Kushner, a key architect of the Trump administration's Middle East policy, says he thinks citizens of both nations support moves to normalizing relations.
On the plane, we asked the pilots to fly faster because there is great urgency between the people of both countries to break down old barriers, to get to know each other, to form new and hopefully very deep friendships. While this peace was forged by its leaders, it is overwhelmingly desired by the people.
The word peace was written in Arabic, English, and Hebrew on the cockpit of the plane. Lebanon's under-fire political leaders Monday designated a new prime minister, the diplomat Mustafa Adib, to tackle the country's deep political and economic crisis. The move comes hours before French President Emmanuel Macron was due to visit. Adib, Lebanon's former envoy to Germany, acknowledged in a televised speech that there is a need to reform a government in record time and to begin implementing reforms immediately. Lebanon marks its centenary Tuesday as it mourns the blast disaster, sits ruined by economic meltdown, and held hostage to a dysfunctional political system. There will be no ceremony to commemorate 100 years since French mandate authorities proclaimed the creation of Greater Lebanon, incorporating mainly Muslim former Ottoman regions, on September 1, 1920. From Washington, this is VOA News. India's former president, Pranab Mukherjee, died Monday following weeks of hospitalization and a COVID-19 diagnosis. Mukherjee was admitted to a New Delhi hospital August 10th to remove a blood clot in his brain after he suffered a fall. There, he tested positive for COVID-19. He announced the diagnosis on Twitter and asked anyone who was in close contact with him to, quote, please self-isolate and get tested. Mukherjee was 84. India, Russia, Brazil and the United States make up the bulk of confirmed coronavirus cases around the world. India has 3.6 million infections, while the United States just passed the 6 million mark. The United Arab Emirates has sent medical aid to war-torn Syria to combat the coronavirus in the first such delivery since their leaders broke a 9-year silence, the Syrian Red Crescent said Monday. The delivery late Sunday included medicine, ventilators, and disinfectant, the Red Crescent and state news agency said. Russia's health minister says mass vaccination of the Russian population against COVID-19 is set to begin sometime after November or December, according to the state news agency. At a news conference, the European Commission's Ursula von der Leyen says officials are backing the COVID-19 vaccine alliance, COVAX. The goal is to help provide access to any future vaccine for people in countries that might not be able to afford it.
The European Commission is ready to join the COVAX facility. This COVAX facility is being designed to organize the procurement of vaccines against coronavirus at global level.
Russia said Monday it was expelling three diplomats from the Slovak embassy in Moscow in a tit-for-tat move after Bratislava forced out three Russians amid a growing diplomatic spat with Europe. Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia imposed travel bans on President Alexander Lukashenko and 29 other Belarusian officials Monday, signaling impatience with the West's cautious approach by announcing sanctions without waiting for the rest of the EU. The three small Baltic states have led calls to firm measures against Lukashenko, who's accused by opponents and the West of rigging an August 9th election to prolong his 26-year rule. Shaken by the 3 weeks of massive protests, Belarus has deported some foreign journalists and revoked the accreditation of local reporters. Two Moscow-based Associated Press journalists who've been covering the protest have been deported to Russia. 17 other media members had their credentials taken away. Protests have been going on since the August 9th elections. Demonstrators say it was rigged. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.